Welcome to SBS Easy English News Bulletin. I'm Camille Bianchi with the latest. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is stepping down as leader after 9 years in office, but will stay on in his post until the Canadian Liberal Party chooses a replacement. Mr. Trudeau referenced his growing unpopularity with the public as the country's leader, as well as his finance minister's choice to quit, as reasons he was leaving his role. Mr. Trudeau has been under heavy pressure from other Liberal MPs to quit after polls showed his party would be beaten at the next election. He says Canada's Parliament will be suspended until March 24.
Parliament has been entirely seized by obstruction and filibustering and a total lack of productivity over the past few months. We are right now the longest-serving minority government in history, and it's time for a reset.
4 years after President-elect Donald Trump tried to stop the same process, rival and sitting Vice President Kamala Harris has watched over the ceremony to certify his return to the White House. Her task was to pass copies of each state's election results to politicians. She stood silently with her hands clasped in front of her while they were read out loud. Afterwards, Ms. Harris said the day is important.
Well, today was obviously a very important day, and it was about what should be the norm and what the American people should be able to take for granted, which is that one of the most important pillars of our democracy is that there will be a peaceful transfer of power. And today, I did what I have done my entire career, which is take seriously the oath that I have taken many times to support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The process was directly opposite what took place in January 2020, when protesters stopped the ceremony and forced people into hiding for several hours. The Attorney General will travel to Australia next week as Australia tries to repair its relationship with the Israeli government. Last month, Israel's Prime Minister described a suspected attack on a synagogue as linked to Australia's support for a United Nations decision that demands Israel end its illegal presence in the occupied Palestinian territories. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus is one of the strongest supporters of Israel in the Federal Labor Party. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the visit is appropriate.
The Foreign Minister has visited Israel already. The Attorney General is an appropriate person to visit Israel. A range of others have visited Israel in recent times.
In football, Nottingham Forest has beaten the Wolverhampton Wanderers 3-0 away from home to move within 6 points of English Premier League leaders Liverpool. The team is now tied on points with second place team Arsenal. Their New Zealand star, Chris Wood, says the team hopes to continue its winning streak, as seen on Optus Sport.
It's about consistency and doing what we've been doing extremely well already this season, not letting up. Halfway through the season, nothing's done and dusted. We need to keep going, keep doing what's been so great in the first 19 games, and that's what we need to do here. We've got the Luton on Saturday, which we'd like to take care of, and then we can focus on trying to put in a good performance against Liverpool.
I'm Camille Bianchi, and that was the latest from the SBS Newsroom.